For months, day and night, the bombs have fallen all around Banner al-Abed's house in East Aleppo. But mobile phones still work, allowing her to communicate the horrors of life in the city. She spoke to VOA via Skype.
I am afraid of the bombing. I want peace.
7-year-old Banna is becoming a star of social media. With the help of her mother, Fatima, she set up a Twitter account and reports on life in the besieged city from a child's perspective, even streaming live video using the app Periscope. Here, Fatima films children and their parents as night falls in the old city. She says they are living in hell.
Who are you?
Hello, Mr. Sam.
Hello.
There is always bombing, especially at night. When it starts at night, it's a horrible time for us and for kids. They don't take enough time to sleep. In the day, they live like a prisoner. Now they use heavy bombs, even basement not safe.
Fatima and her husband have considered fleeing the city with their 3 children. Syrian government forces, backed by Russia, last week claimed to have set up safe corridors for civilians to escape the siege. But Fatima says it is a trap.
They open corridors, as all world knows, but it is like a trick. It's not the truth. The first ceasefire, there was snipers.
The charity Doctors Without Borders says at least 136 children in Aleppo have been killed and 468 wounded by airstrikes since late September. Hospitals are desperately overcrowded and short of staff and medicines.
We had a child who needed surgery, and we couldn't find a surgeon in the entire besieged Aleppo. The child died because we had no surgeon.
Malnutrition rates are soaring. Children are dying not only from the bombs, but also from lack of food and disease. Fatima says the siege overwhelmingly targets civilians.
Almost of them are kids and women and old men. They can go. They want to be here, live in peace.
Peace seems a long way off. For Aleppo's children, the daily fight for survival is getting harder. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News.